Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mara and Ima Rasi Sheyichyu. And Lenishmas Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Or the schus refuas Ruth Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida. Visoch Shar Chole Israel. The Pasuk says, Nicheska Mamdal Vamid Aleph, Kol Nevela Vetrefa Mina Of Mina Behema Lo Yochelu Lo Yochlu HaKohanim, that Kohanim aren't allowed to eat Nevelas and Trefas. Gemara Menachas asks, Kohanim aren't allowed to eat, Jews are allowed to eat, what are you talking about? Reb Yechanan says that this parasha Eliyahu is going to darshan it in the future. In the meantime, we don't know what the pshat is. Ravina says it's telling us a chiddush about Kohanim, because you might think that since Kohanim are allowed to eat after Malika, which is not a proper shechita, it's done with a nail, so they can also eat an avel and a treifa, kamash malan. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. So there are many different ways to go with this gemara. A lot of Torah has been said about it. And in the Sefer of the Chidushim of the Heintige Satmar Rebbe, he presents a number of drachim. So I like his Torah. It's very sweet. So number one, kasha is, why doesn't Rav Yechanan like Ravina's pshat? Rav Yechanan said Eliyahu Hanavi is going to darshan, and Ravina says pshat is that it's a chiddush for the Kohanim. At Dafka Kohanim, you might think they're allowed to eat nevelas and trefas because we allow Malika by them, so you also allow nevelas and trefas, come much more than that. So why doesn't the Rabbi Yechanan like Ravina's pshat? And why is Dafka Eliyahu Hanavi going to darshan this in the future? Also to be Miyashiv, the Kashiv, the Darsh Litzion, and Drush Aleph, and the Kedushas Yantif, and Parshas Emor, and Ravina, who says, Salkadai Techamin, a whole of history, Malika, like Abel, Tushinam, and Levelo Treif, and the Mechit Hesi, Lomar came. Why would you think such a thing? That Malika is permitted, it's not because an Avela is permitted, but because the essay of Achilas Kachem is Deichel Lesei of Achilas Nevela. Essay is Deichel Lesei say. But Stam to be Matir and Avela and Shreifa Chas V'Shalom. So we can say, possibly, based on Taisus and Shavuos, that any Behema, if it wasn't Shechted, there's an Isser essay of She'eno Zavuach. As it says, v'zavachta v'achalta, what you zoveach, you eat. What you're not zoveach, you don't eat. Ayin sham. Tosfos. That any behema has an iser esse of she'eno zavuach. It has to be shechted. If it's not shechted, it's an iser esse to eat it. And if so, we can't say that it's kohanim, malik is permitted for kohanim, because the essay of Achilas Kachim is Derecha the Loisese of Nevela, because Nevela has an essay and a Loisese. And we have a klal, right? Nevela has an essay of Nevela and a Loisese of Eno Zavuach. And we have a klal that the essay is not Derecha a Loisese of essay. And therefore, it's a good havamina that from the fact that Malik is permitted, Ligabayu, you would think that if Malika is permitted, the Gabe the Kohanim, we're also going to be Matir and a veil and a treif, and you can't say that by Malika, essay of Achilas Kachim is Teich Eloisese, because it's an essay and a Eloisese. It's not just an Eloisese. It's an essay and a Eloisese. And an essay is not, of Achilas Kachim wouldn't be Teich an essay and a Eloisese. So how are you allowed to eat it? The answer is, because a special heter by Kohanim. So if you have a heter by Kohanim to eat this nevela of Malika, it's also a heter to eat a regular nevela. So that's the havamin of the Gemara. Mit ishtri Malika legabayu, ishtri nami nevela v'treifa. However, so just like Malika's mutter, so to nevela and treifa's mutter, our mutter. However, the chitzba there in Taisus and Shavuos 24a, Dibar Maschil Ochel, asks that if we say that every behema that wasn't shechted has an essay of Eino Zavuach, If so, according to the Man De'Amar in Chulin 103a, that a behema, when it's alive, is lav levar momedes. In other words, there's no iser of evar min achai when an animal is shalem. Why? Because it's lav levar, it isn't there for the limbs. So there's no iser of evar min achai. It's a regular living animal. It's lav levar momedes. So according to that man d'amar in chulin, that there's no iser of evar min achai when the animal is shalem, how is the iser evar min achai, let's say you remove an evar, how is the iser evar min achai chal on the iser of enu zavuach? If behema lav levar momedes and the iser of evar min achai only comes afterwards, how is the iser of evar min achai chal on the already existing, pre-existing iser of enu zavuach? And even according to the man d'amar, that levar momedes, that an animal is forbidden al tzeivr min achai when it's shalem, nevertheless, in the mother's womb, it's not leivarim, there's no evar min achai there, it's not koyim leivarim, it's not there for evarim. So how is it chal on the iser of enu zavuach? And as when the animal is born, how is the iser of evar min achai chal on the enu zavuach? Because enu zavuach is even b'me'ayayim, is even in the mother's womb, is an iser of enu zavuach. So how is the Yisr of Evar Min Achai chal after it's born, and the Yisr of Evar Min Einu Zavuach, which is already when it's in the mother's womb? So from here the Ritzba proves that there's no Yisr of Einu Zavuach. Otherwise Evar Min Achai wouldn't be able to be chal. The Makne in Kiddushin Ayin Zayin adds a kasha that how is the Yisr Nevela chal on the Yisr of Einu Zavuach? Right, Eino Zavuach is when it's still alive, and Eva and Nevela is when it dies. So, how's the Yisr Nevela chal on the Yisr of Eino Zavuach? It's a good kasha. However, the Gaon, Moreno Rabbi Yehuda Assad, who's a great Hungarian posek in the 1800s, in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yale, in the 130th Siman of Yeridea, is mitarets that the Isser of Nevela and the Isser of Evar Min Achai can be chal on the Isser of Einu Zavuach, because it's an Isser Mosif. Why is it an Isser Mosif? In other words, when you have an Isser Mosif, something that adds on, you have an added Isser, so then we do say Isser Chal al Isser. So what's the Isser Mosif? The Yisr Mosif is that Nevela has an Isser, and Evar Min Achai have an Isser of Tam Ki Iker Doiraisa, based on the Noda B'Yehuda and the Madura Tinyan and Arechaim and Simon Samach Vov, that we say Tam Ki Iker Doiraisa is only in Lavim Sheyesh Behem Malkus. When is there Tam Ki Iker Doiraisa? Lav in sheyesh behem malchus, ma'ashen kein be'iser lav abo mechlal esei, ein bo malchus, we say tam kikers lav dairaisa. So kum tois, that be'iser esei she'eno zavuach, we wouldn't say tam kikers dairaisa, because it's a lav abo mechlal esei. So therefore the lav of nevela is an iser moisif, because there's tam kikir and the iser of nevela. So it's an iser moisif on the iser of esei she'eno zavuach. Bavalei lav de nevela iser moisif al iser esei she'eno zavuach. She nevela hu lav sheyesh bo malchus, betam ki ikar doraisa. Because nevela is a lav that has malchus. A nevela is a lav sheyesh bo malchus, and tam ki ikar doraisa. So that's an iser moisif. So therefore, it's chal on the esei alav ba mechal esei of iser esei zavuach. So that's how it could be that Nevela is chal al iser esei she'eno zavuach, because Nevela gets malchus, and therefore there's tam kikers dairaisa. Ma'ashein kein eino la esei she'eno zavuach, there's no tam kikker dairaisa. So kol zen nichal rak l'man d'yomar that tam kikers dairaisa, but according to the man d'yomar the tam kikers lav dairaisa, we can't say that there's an esei of eino zavuach. Why? Because then you have the kasha of the Ritzbah. How is the Yisr Nevela chal on the essay of Eino Zavuach? Ha'ein Yisr chal al Yisr. That was the kasha of the Makna. The Makna says, how is the Yisr of Nevela chal on the Yisr of Eino Zavuach? And the kasha of the Ritzbah is, how is Eivor Menachai chal on the Yisr of Eino Zavuach? So if we hold Tam Kikr's Lav Daraisi, you have no Yisr Mosif that you can say about Nevela and Eivor Menachai. So how are they chal on top of the already existing Esei She'eino Zavuach, if you hold Tam Kikr's Lav Daraisa? So what do you have to say? You have to say that by a nevela, there's no longer an iser essay of Eino Zavuach. All there is a loss to say of nevela, so we don't say iser chalal iser, because the previous iser went away. And all that's left now is the iser of nevela. Again, if you hold Tam Kikr's Daraisa, then there's an iser mosif, that the nevela is mosif Tam Kikr. There's an iser of Tam Kikr, Mashen Kain Essay Sheino Zavuach. But if the old time kicker's lav derais is no iser mosif, so we have to say that by nevela, all you have is a lois to save nevela. So now we can say that Rabbi Yechanan, who says that this parsha is going to be darshaned by Eliyahu Hanavi, he's l'shitasa, because he holds the Tam kicker's lav deraisa. K'mavur b'Rashi b'chul and tzarichas amit beis. T'ibar maschil l'tam ki'ikar. And the fact that Rabbi Yechanan says in Avodah Zarah 67b, Shekol Shetamo V'lo Mamashal, Ein Lokin Olav. So Tam Kikr, if it's, there's no Mamashas, there's no Malkus. So the Yisr Nevela is not an Yisr Mosif on the Yisr of Essay of on the Yisr. The Yisr of Nevela is not an Yisr Mosif on the Essay She'eino Zavuach, because even by Nevela, Tam Kikr's Lav Daraisa. If so, we have to say that Rav Yochanan holds like the sheet of the Ritzbah in Tosfos, that Nevela has no essay of She'eino Zavuach. Like we said before, that a Nevela has no Isser of Eino Zavuach. Because ain iser chol al iser. And not only that, you can't say like we wanted to say before, that the iser of Eino Zavuach went away. Because where did the iser of Eino Zavuach go away to? It was Eino Zavuach when it was alive, and now it's when it's dead, it's still Eino Zavuach. It's still not shechted properly. So you have to say like the Ritzbah, if you hold like the Ritzbah, there was, like the Ritzbah says, there's no iser essay of Eino Zavuach. And Rabbi Yochanan has to hold like that. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Eliyahu is going to darsh in this parsha, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that Tam Kikr's Lav Daraisa, and if so, the Yisr Nevela is not an Yisr Mosif on the Essay of Eino Zavuach, because by Nevela as well, Tam Kikr's Lav Daraisa. So how's the Yisr of Nevela Chal? It must be there is no Yisr of Eino Zavuach, that Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Ritzbah. And if that's true, we can say that Malika is mutter legabe kohanim. The reason is that essay is dechaleisese. The essay of achilas kochim is docha de leisese of eating an avela. And if so, an avela is not mutter to kohanim. Because according to the Ritzbah and also Rabbi Yochanan now, there's not an essay and a los essay on an animal that has malika done to it, because we just proved that according to Rabbi Yochanan, like the Ritzbah holds, there's not an essay and a los essay by a bird that had malika done to it. because there is no essay of Eino Zavuach. What is there? There's only a los essay of Nevela. So how are you allowed to eat it? Because essay, Dechel Losei, the essay of Achilas Kachim, is Dechel the los essay of Nevela. And if that's true, can we say that a Nevela is permitted to Kohanim? No. Only because of essay, Dechel Losei. So Hajar Kushtel Duchtei. If we never have a case where Nevela is permitted to Kohanim, because the only time they're allowed to eat Nevela is when they have to come on to Esei Deicha Loisesei, so, but otherwise they're not allowed to eat Nevela, why does the Pasuk need to tell us that Kohanim are now allowed to eat Nevelas? It's Pashut. There's no Esei Deicha Loisesei, they're not allowed to eat Nevelas. So, must be that it doesn't make sense, and only Eliyahu is going to come and darshan this for us. So that's why Rabbi Yechanan holds that Eliyahu is going to darshan this parasha for us. Because we don't have a case where Nevela is permitted to Kohanim. So he holds that Eliyahu is going to darshan this parasha for us. However, Ravina holds differently. He says, you might think that since Malik is permitted by them, Nevela and Trefa should also be permitted. He is also Lashitasa. And you can't say that, no, Malik is permitted because the Asev Echil is Kachim is Dechad Lassev Nevela. Because Ravina holds the Tam Kikar is Dairaisa, like the Malah HaRoim says, and Erech Tam Kikar, Ayin Sham. So, if so, he holds like Taisvis. Ravina is going to hold like Taisvis, that every Nevela also has an essay of Enu Zavuach. Aye, there's an essay in a Loisesei. So how are the Kohanim allowed to eat it? An essay of Achilles Kachim isn't Doicha. The essay in the Loisesei of Nevela and an essay of Enu Zavuach. So how are Kohanim allowed to eat the bird? The answer is because we're Matir Hol V'Ishtav V'Ri Malika. We're Matir Malika, we're Matir Nevela. And you can't say it's Altsa Esei Doicha Loisesei. And how is the lab of Nevela Chalam Yisr of Esei of Eino Zavuach? Because it's an Isser Mosif. And like we said, Ravina holds it's an Isser Mosif because Tam Kikar's Doraisa. So by the Yisr of Eino Zavuach, there is no Tam Kikar, there's no Malkus, there's no Tam Kikar. And only in the Yisr Nevela is Tam Kikar. So Memela is an Isser Mosif. Ah, it's an Isser Mosif, so then it's Chal. Nevela's chal on the Isser of Eino Zavuach. So now you have an essay and a los essay. So how are you allowed to eat? How on earth are you allowed to eat this bird? The answer is that we're matir. We're matir them, in this case, to eat a nevela. So therefore you would have a habamin. I think we can always eat a nevela. Ashenken Rabbi Yochanan, again, is l'shitasa. Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitasa, Tam Kikar is not the Raisa. If Tam Kikar is not the Raisa, then how is Nevela Chal on the Yisr of Eino Zavuach? It must be there is no Eino Zavuach. All there is a Nevela. So when the Kohanim are eating the Malika bird, it must be because Esei Deicha Losesei. There's only one Losesei here in the Esei Bechilas Kachim is Deicha. So we have no source that the Kohanim are allowed to eat Nevelas. So Eliyahu HaNavi is going to dash in this parish and explain why we need a pasuk to say that you're now eating Nevela. But it's not for the Kohanim. The Kohanim would never have a Mina. Only according to Ravina. That according to Ravina, Tam Kikar is Daraisa, and therefore Nevela is added on to Essay She'enu Zavuach. And therefore it's an essay which isn't Doicha, an essay Analos Essay. So how are they allowed to eat a Malika bird? And the answer is because they have a special Hetter, they have a special dispensation, that they're allowed to eat a bird even though it wasn't sheltered properly. So we would think they could always eat Nevela, so come from the Pasuk, that they cannot. And now we can also understand Rabbi Yochanan said this parsha is going to be darshaned by Eliyahu. Why dafka Eliyahu? Because it says by Eliyahu, Malachim Aleph, Yitzayin Hey, that the Orvim, the ravens, brought him bread and meat. And we say in the Gemara in Chilin, Tzehave mibeit tafka da'achav, was from Achav's kitchen. It's in a veil and a treifa. The answer is al pi adib, where it's permitted. Frek the Heilige Kedush Siyamtiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. So how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Shomer Torah, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvaysav, he sanctified us with his mitzvahs, how's he, Matir Eliyahu, would eat an Avela? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. So we have a special tziv, we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, "V'orvin tzivisi lechalkal hasham," it says in the pasuk, I commanded the orvin to support, to take care of you, to feed you, to sustain you. So, you have an essay. And that's Teicha, the Loisa Sev Nevela. So how did God command him? Because God made it to be an essay, and that's Teicha, the Loisa Sev Aliyah, eating a Nevela. But based on what we said, we can only say this if we hold that a Nevela is just a Loisa essay, and there's no Isser essay of Eno Zavuach. Because if it's also an Isser essay, an essay Teicha essay v'Loisa essay. And if so, Aliyah ate from the kitchen of Achav, must hold that all it is a los essay. That the Isser of Nevela is merely a los essay, and the essay of God telling him to eat it is doicha los essay of Nevela. And if so, we can say that Kohanim were permitted to eat a malikat animal is because essay doicha los essay, because he holds, Eliyahu is obviously holding there's only a los essay involved here. So then, of course, when the Kohanim are eating a malikat animal, is also only a losa say, and it's essay deicha losa say. So mehechit esi that it would be permitted for Kohanim to eat a nevela. When they're eating a nevela by malika, it's only because of essay deicha losa say. How do you think bichlal they'd be allowed to eat an animal that's a nevela? And if that's true, we have no source that Kohanim are allowed to eat an animal that's in a vela. Why need a pasuk to say that you're not allowed to eat in a vela in a trefa? Pashut. Why don't we need the pasuk to say, pull the vela of a trefa min of a behemah le'achlu a Kohanim? Pashut. That the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it. So Eliyahu l'shitaso, he has to darshan this. He has to explain this pasuk, because Eliyahu l'shitaso holds that there's no source that Kohanim are allowed to eat nevelas, and when they're reading in the Beis Hamikdash, that's only because Essay Teichalos is saying. But otherwise, you wouldn't have a havmina that can eat nevelas. So why do you need a pasuk to tell you that Kohanim are not allowed to eat nevelas and treifas? So Eliyahu, that's his responsibility in the future to explain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadi Pilpulei Dairaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes Pilpulim, and Hafuch Ba V'Hafuch Ba Dekula Ba. So there's so much in Torah, there's so much depth, and it's always enlightening to learn the Torah of people who are so brilliant and share with us their deep Pilpulim and their thoughts. And we have another many, many different drachim in this Gemara, so hopefully in future shiurim we will explore more perspectives and more approaches. So thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.